But I want to go back to, as the Echo rightly put it, a chapter of the city's history closing yesterday, St. Augustine's on Washington Street. Well, Washington Street and Dawn Square, I suppose, depending what entrance you use. But boy, was it rampacked with people who wanted to be part of it yesterday, including Dan Geary. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
You must have got there early to get in, I would say. How early?
No, I didn't. I didn't. In fact, I didn't arrive until 11:15.
Quarter past 11?
Yeah, both sides, at the Washington Street side and the Grand Place side. There was a big crowd there, so I just kind of coaxed my way in, and I went up to the altar. But you see how it happened was, when I heard that the church was closing, I approached Father Richie Good in the Augustinian Church, and I asked him, would it be possible if I'm part of a camera group in Cork City.
That's right, and that's one of the reasons why you filmed it and you shared it on social. In fairness,
filmed it, and I also photographed. We had been photographing the interior of the church for the last couple of months.
Yeah,
and we arrived in yesterday, and we just were at the ceremony and recorded the ceremony then as well. And just when the first bars of the banks came on, I went on the video, and I just took a video of the banks being played. We just kind of revolved the my phone around the church twice, and it was incredible.
Absolutely. It's incredible. Your footage is incredible. You have captured it for posterity, not just in video, but in sound as well. Do you mind if I just give this? This is credit to Dan Geary. Have a listen again.
Isn't it?
It's like Croke Park, isn't it?
It was. I mean, the acoustics in the church were excellent anyway as well. And it was the fabulous choir. The choir were concentrated over by the right hand side of the altar. You had four choirs there. Imagine that. And you had the organist. You had a City of Cork male voice choir, Caroline Gospel Choir, the One Voice Choir, and the members of the retired Augustinian Church Choir. There was Sinead Coakley Murphy and Dan Toomey, and there was also the Augustine Cassells was the organist.
Was it very hot in there, Dan?
Absolutely roasting. I mean, the funny thing was that everybody were fanning themselves, you know. And I was surprised that nobody actually fainted, because the seating capacity was 1,200, but there was at least 2,000 people there, and they were seated up by the altar, just underneath the at either side of the altar, at the side of the altar, standing. So, like, you know, it was absolutely sweltering hot. But I mean, it just didn't take from the occasion. Everybody just enjoyed it.
No, I mean, for those of us that couldn't get in, the latecomers, I suppose,
and there were lots of us.
People were coming out because they were struggling from the heat inside, but thankfully they were able to get out. So it was fine in that regard.
That was, yeah. I mean, Father Paddy O'Reilly, the bigger provincial of the Augustinian Order, he actually celebrated the Mass then, you know. But he made some lovely commentary. You probably heard a commentary, did you? About the negotiations about the church were on.
Well, I know of the quotes where he says that hopefully something can be sorted so that yeah. The bulldozers don't come in. Is that what you're referencing?
That's right. That's right there. But he made it categorically say that there will be no bulldozers moving in here. So that's just a rapturous applause then as well, you know.
Yeah. Do we have any idea what will happen with the church, though, I'm wondering?
I don't know what could happen. I mean, it would be a fabulous concert for you. I like, you know. Live at St. Luke's venue or the Triskel Arts Centre, you know, that'd be fabulous. I mean, you know, the residence part, I suppose, you know, the residential part of it.
Who knows?
You know, and I mean, it's some fabulous. I mean, the history is incredible. It's probably, you know, the history anyway, as I said. You have Christy Ring's All-Ireland medal was mentioned then at one stage as well.
Okay, so that's an interesting story, because Christy Ring went to Mass there for years and years and years. So did he give his All-Ireland hurling medal to the church?
He did. He was a devoutly religious man, apparently. He regularly attended 7:30 Mass every morning And he lived in the Grand Parade at the time.
Yeah.
And following his record-breaking 8th All-Ireland medal, he voluntarily donated the medal, requesting that the medal be melted down along with other donated gold and silver to craft a chalice. So that chalice then was used yesterday during the Mass. So, but there was a bit of this, what Father O'Reilly said then was that there was talk with GA headquarters about the chalice joining the other 7 All-Ireland medals that Christie has in the museum. But even talking to people afterwards, I think a lot of people want the ring to remain in Cork.
Yeah,
probably rightly so.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. They have enough of them already, as the fellow said. Did you find it kind of sad in one way, or ironic, or bittersweet?
It's just sad.
There was over 2,000 people.
Was
I know that there's a fall in vocations, but did some of it have to do with maybe a fall in numbers of the congregations going to Mass?
It was a fall in numbers. I mean, there was only three priests there. You know, there was Teddy McCarthy, Declan Brennan, and Richie Good. And I mean, they just couldn't sustain this. You know, really. I mean, I suppose it's a huge church to try and maintain. I think they had the highest number of masses then as well per day in that church.
Was it always called like a church without a parish?
That's right. It was actually, yeah, it was. I suppose it was so central then as well to people. I mean, you know, you'd access it, the Grand Parade side and the Washington Street side. You know, people passing by would regularly go in there and light a candle and say a prayer. You know, it was an awful lot of an awful lot of altars within there as well, you know.
It's a massive church. You are right. The acoustics were incredible. Just hold on there for a second, Dan, because Shani Anderson was there for the Irish Examiner. Spoke to some of the churchgoers, and I have about 90 seconds of that audio. Have a listen to this.
Surreal, unreal. Just like next week when I get up to go to Mass, I don't know where to go.
I'd be devastated, really. I mean, like, she's 83, I'm 82, and we're still here. That says something, doesn't it? It's just a beautiful place to be in here.
And how are you feeling now today? How are you feeling?
Mixed feelings. Glad I'm here, so delighted to be here, but still very sad. That's going to be the final time.
My name is John Paul Connor, and I joined here when I was 7 years of age. That's 40 years ago, since April. So it's a very sad occasion for me, as it's part of my life for so many years.
That's what you were referring to there, Dan, about there will be no bulldozers, and there was a round of applause then.
Right.
Yeah?
That's right. And in fact, I met a couple afterwards. They were 45 years married, and they had bought the ring over in Hillshurst across the way, and came into, and they blessed the engagement ring in the waterfront just inside the door. You know, there was a lot of people. You know, a lot of people. There must be a lot of shared stories that, you know, that
were there tears.
Through the years. There was tears. I mean, looking around during the Mass, and especially during the banks, there was people very emotional, you know, during the banks. And but it was a lovely occasion, really. You know, I mean, just the size of the church. I mean, what was really lovely is there's a lovely glass panel at the side.
Yeah.
So that was the slab glass maker Gabrielle Lure of Chartres in France. That's a fabulous piece of work there. You know, it's both sides of the church.
Is it closed now? As in today, Monday? Is that it?
I think it is. I think it is. Now, I think we will be, myself and my friends of mine, Vincent Kelly and Charlie O'Donovan, a part of the camera group as well. We were taking photographs all through, as I said, over the last couple of months, and we're going to try and finish that work now this week, some stage, you know, to go in and just take pictures of the interior of the living quarters, basically, you know, that area. And following that, then I'm not quite sure then what's going to happen then.
I know. You did great work yesterday, in fairness to you. You really captured it and you were part of it. Tears and prayers yesterday at St. Augustine's. And it was lovely to have Johnny Buckley there as well, saying a few words, yeah?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he said a few words. He was, yeah, he did. And you had Father Fintan Gavin as well, said a few words.
The current bishop, yes, yeah. Good guy, yeah. Bishop. Amazing Grace, yes, you raised me up.
Amazing Grace.
Battle Hymn of the Republic and the Banks.
Yeah, and I think Linda Kenny was orchestrated all that, I think. You know?
And I'm going to endeavour to chat with her just after 10, but I'm delighted I got a chance to talk to you, Dan, and that you managed to capture not just the vision, but also the sound yesterday, because it was great.
But as well as that, Neil, what would be lovely to do as well, we've captured so many photographs of the church, you know, the interior of the church, the shrines, the altar, all the pictures around the church and the people as well. It would be actually lovely if we could just maybe, you know, publish it in the book, you know, some book format, you know, really. You know, to have it and then present it to, you know, the Augustinians and maybe present it to the library in some way.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, possibly the museum and museum in Fitzcharles Park, I have to say.
Yeah. So that's nice to.
Okay. Well, stay in touch with regards to the next chapter. A sad chapter yesterday, but I do appreciate you jumping on air this morning. Thanks, Dan. Take care of yourself.
Okay, no, thanks.
All the best. Dan Geary's part of the Cork Camera Club there yesterday to record, and one of the lucky ones who managed to get in. Text 0868 104 106. We'll pick it up after 10.